Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to see us living free lives, being able to determine our destinies to the greatest extent possible. I want the veils, the frauds, the lies to be torn away from your eyes for you to see the truth. And the truth is, we have an elite that sees us as animals, as cattle, as spare parts, that has absolutely no compassion or love for anyone but themselves. The religion of the New World Order overlords and social engineers is a religion of death and the merciless exercise of power over populations. The culture, the political terms that we've been given are as false as Neo's Matrix. The world around you predominantly is a fraud, but it's only a veneer. The truth is everywhere. The truth is self-evident. Welcome, my friends. It is the 8th day of August, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. The mother of a Gulf War II vet who died, Cindy Sheehan, will be joining us. Of course, she's been on the network before, been here on the broadcast before. She met with Lord Bush over a year ago. And, of course, she told the story of his cavalier response. She's been out at Crawford protesting against the war, and the neocons are calling her names and savaging her and attacking her. So now even dead soldiers' mothers can be attacked. She didn't give enough. She's evil. And that's what they're saying about her drudge and others and trying to twist and lie. It's just a classic, classic New World Order activities. They have to dehumanize her. They have to attack her. But it doesn't matter. The more propaganda they lay on, the more their system fails. I watched a little bit of Fox News this Sunday, and they were on there going, the American people haven't sacrificed enough, but they're going to sacrifice when Al-Qaeda hits us. They had these intelligence analysts up there, and it was chilling. We've got to teach them about sacrifice. It's their fault. It's their fault that the Iraqis aren't worshiping us. But once we carry out terror attacks, they'll learn to love us. They'll learn to support what we're doing. These cattle don't have the same vision as we do. I could see right into these people's eyes. They love it. They love manipulating us, and they get very angry when you don't buy their fraud. They get very angry when you see through them. We've got a detailed article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 7/7 bombings, final word, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network. I want to go over that, kind of a roundup of all the evidence showing it was an inside job. ABC News anchor Peter Jennings dies at 67. And I've been watching that guy most of my life. Hard to believe Peter Jennings is gone. A very slick, very intelligent, very manipulative individual. And but I can't deny it. I'm a little sad that he's dead. It lets us all know how transitory and short life is. So, c'est la vie, sayonara, bon voyage. Have a good one. Hopefully see you on the other side, Peter. Boy, he died quick, didn't he? Watch for women and child bombers. Yes, they could be. I remember a few years ago, FEMA said, watch for pregnant women, breached. Why, anyone could be a terrorist, and all crime is terrible. Now, watch for women, watch for children. They could be with Al-Qaeda. Yes, everyone's with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Folks, there's just so much news today. It's just massive. It's all coming up on the other side. And your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com, sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about all the striving, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the pain, the enslavement, the exaltation, the trailblazing, the discoveries, everything our species has done, everything our species is and has the potential to become in danger because the elite is threatened by ingenuity. The elite is threatened by innovation. The elite is threatened by beauty and strength and love and fealty and honor and wisdom and sacrifice. They are threatened by the life force. They are threatened by the driving, bustling, uncontained striving of Homo sapiens sapiens. We are now the kings of this world. We are now the gods of this world. We are now the super species. We have dominated all life forms on this planet, except for those of the very smallest and most minute and most powerful order, the microorganism. We are the super species. And now we have a tiny subspecies, the elite, the darkest, most wicked, most cunning, most manipulative, most hateful, most sardonic, most macabre, cruel of cancerous, mutated, spiritually, physically, mentally inbred individuals in control, trying to literally wrest our development away from the natural order and attempt to bring us under heel forever and dumb us down and turn us into mindless, gibbering servants to worship them. They think they're God. And they love to press on the nerve of power. They love to just raw, unadulterated, unhindered exercise of power. It's a red button, a lever, a wheel they must push or pull or turn or force or fire. We are here now under attack, being warped, being poisoned, being attacked and being savaged by the greatest minds, by the most focused scientific institutions who compete, who literally have competitions of who can dumb us down the best and who can manipulate us and who can track us and who can break us down and understand us. And everything's going into an automated, computerized, mechanized system of control where a tiny elite will not even have to count on its physical human soldiers anymore, but will control the population through the automated grid of death designed and ready to exsanguinate the human soul, to suck us dry like a giant black widow spider sucks a beetle dry. Like a tarantula sucks a sparrow dry. I see the cage, the mechanisms clicking into place, the greedy eyes of the controllers. They must fail. But for them to fail, we must feel stirring in us the deep drive of the species to survive, the coding that God gave us. That resistance, that beautiful design that will cause us to find the cracks around these walls and to take control of the citadels of power and to cast down these orbs of evil. This is what I've read in the last 2 days, and this is the constant admission. London Telegraph, mobile phones could trigger eye damage, fear scientists. There's literally hundreds of major studies by governments, universities. It's conclusive. It fires microwave energy, heating the brain over 2 degrees in a 10-minute phone call, heating the tissues, and causing massive damage to the delicate workings of the eyeball and its parts. It's admitted, and I'm going to use a cell phone today, and I'm going to hold it up to my head, and I'm going to cook my head, just like Peter Jennings smoked those cigarettes, 2 luscious packages a day. He would have lived to be 90. But no, he just couldn't believe it was hurting, so he sucked the cigarette. He sucked it. He sucked the carbon monoxide and the tar and the nicotine, the luscious poison, into his lung, just like I've done for so many years. Don't smoke now. And every once in a while, I still take the tap water and drink the fluoride and the mercury and the poisons and the toxins and the dead bacteria. But why don't I plug a wireless set onto my ear with just a low-frequency radio wave that doesn't cause any damage? Why do I still hold a microwave up to my head? Because everybody does it. Because I'm not conscious. Because it's easy. Because I lose the earpiece. And because I don't like to use my new phone because it's satellite tracked. Admittedly, I have my old phone that works even better and has even more powerful transmitter in it. You see, I sit here and talk the talk and I walk the walk in many ways. This is one example of the death all around you. you're going to buy your teenaged 14-year-old daughter or son that cell phone, and you're going to sit there and you're going to watch them kill themselves. And when you're dying of a brain tumor in 10 years and your children are over the bed and as you die from it, will you remind them not to put the phone to their head? And why do the elite allow us to have these devices? Why do they do this? Why do they? A teenager throws a rock playing, 11 years old, and gets charged as a criminal for throwing a pebble. But where? But the government, you know, sets up checkpoints to see if we're wearing our seatbelts, and their own federal documents admit it's not to check for seatbelts. It's to train us to accept being searched. But they don't care about something that's killing us in mass. Cancer is exploding, doubling every 10 years. How is it happening? Sperm counts plunging to almost nothing. Whole areas of the ocean, the plankton's dying. But the environmentalists are there to take your farm or ranch. They're not there to stop the genetic engineering that's taking over the entire biosphere. See? No, no, no. Eckerd's busy because a happy father with no criminal record kisses his two-month-old baby on the stomach, and mommy takes a photograph, and so they put him in jail for 6 months. But meanwhile, known top pedophiles run the Department of Health and Human Services in Florida and openly kidnap children, and nothing's done. Beginning to figure this out? Mobile phones can trigger eye damage. Prolonged use of mobile phones can lead to permanent damage, including cataracts, scientists believe. And if it fries your eyeball, imagine what that microwave does to your brain. Medical researchers have found that microwave radiation of the type emitted by mobile phones caused eye tissue to bubble, a precursor to the formation of cataracts. It can also interfere with the ability to focus. Professor Levi Shatler, who led the Israeli team which conducted the study, warned, "Our results show that microwaves can cause irreparable damage." No kidding, Sherlock! Here's another one. Fears over health risks to children of mercury in tuna. Again, the study shows, this is the Times of London, the study showed that mercury is bad in areas fished with heavy mercury. It is bad in those levels, but it's also bound organically, so it's passed. The body's designed to pass most of it. What's deadly is it's injected into the blood at hundreds of times safe level, and it doesn't go through the screens and goes directly to the brain tissue. Let's not worry about that. The government is to conduct new research into the levels of mercury in fish, and it claims that children who eat too much tuna may develop learning difficulties. A new major study by the Food Standards Agency warned pregnant women 2 years ago to limit their consumption of tuna to 2 cans a week to protect the unborn children. But wait a minute, the federal studies says mercury's good for the children. So don't believe all the other studies. Mercury is good. Microwave in your brain is good. Good. Here's another one, bone cancer fluoride link. Every single union chief of the Environmental Protection Agency and a score of other agencies have written open letters and filed complaints with the FDA saying all of their internal studies show it's causing bone cancer and many other problems and that it's deadly poison. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. I have a stack of these articles. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to us. Iraq's a good war. George Bush is a Christian. Bill Clinton's good. Global government's good. NAFTA, GATT, and CAFTA, and FTAA are good. New freedom is good. Forced drugging is good. So what of the molecules of these drugs? Totally destroy their brain. That's good. Depends on how you look at it, see? So the elite don't use cell phones and don't take Prozac. They're the elite. Take your poison, cattle!
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Look at this headline.
Gun on my hip and the right.
EPA unions call for nutritional national fluoridated water moratorium. Again, EPA unions call for national fluoridated water moratorium. I have no idea why I turned national into nutritional. I guess because I was thinking about the TV newscast on Mercury's nutritional. EPA unions call for national fluoridated water moratorium. Coalition of U.S. Environmental Protection Agency unions is saying, get it out of the water. It's deadly poison. And then look at these headlines. Just the craziness. Dallas law cracks down on feeding the homeless. And in places like Miami, they arrest you if you try to feed the homeless. Tampa, they arrest you. All over. Don't give the homeless anything. And sure, a lot of them are drug addicts. A lot of them are drunks. But some of them aren't, folks. And you know what? If they don't have rights, we don't have rights. And they're very proud here in the Dallas Morning News to talk about how they bulldozed the little shanty towns under the highways where these people live. Where are they supposed to live? I mean, even in ancient Rome, they didn't bulldoze where the poor, you know, the poor shanty towns. They don't do that in Mexico City where half the population lives like that. But they do here in America, always chasing them, and but the borders wide open. A lot of people just give up. And by the way, I'm seeing young military people that are homeless now. I'm seeing a lot of pretty clean-cut looking folks that are homeless and look just incredibly depressed, even when they don't know that I'm looking at them. I'll pull out a pair of binoculars and look at them in a red light, you know, for 60 seconds when they're up there underneath an overpass. And, of course, you know, a lot of them that get their arms and legs blown off, they just go get a job at Home Depot or whatever. But Dallas law cracks down on feeding the homeless. And then here's the one I mentioned earlier. Baby yanked from couple for kisses on belly button, and the father was in jail 6 months awaiting trial until all the experts and others came forward and said he's... And it says in the photo, all the father is doing is clearly kissing the baby on the stomach. And folks, you take a picture kissing your son or daughter on the stomach, and you take it to Eckerd or you take it to Walgreens, a lot of these mentally ill people that want to be little Nazis are going to call the cops. And then they've got a system. They get federal bounties for more families they break up, more kids they steal. And every 2 weeks or so, I see an article, and it's usually Eckerd's for some reason. It's happened at Walmart, too, and other places. Just kids in the bathtub, folks. We're talking your 2-year-old, your 16-month-old in the bathtub. Now, again, what cop out there, what cop driving along right now doesn't have a shoebox when he goes home to see mama? You go home to see your parents, and they pull out the shoebox, or there's the annual up on the shelf, and you open it up, and there's you and your brother or your sister out in the red wagon, or maybe even in the backyard when you're, you know, 15 months old running around naked in the sprinklers. Well, I see articles now where neighbors see that and call the cops. See, normal human behavior, what our species does, is evil. But then you got 3,000 missing children in Florida and top pedophiles, top child rapists running the Department of Health and Human Services in Florida, running the computer. That's mainstream news, by the way. And it comes out they are. Nobody gets fired. Missing kids, they find a way to their heads cut off. Nobody gets in trouble. Snuff film bonanza. That's okay. That's all right. Dying Corps kidnaps 200,000 women and children. I mean, I have the Senate reports. I have the congressional reports. It's admitted they didn't get in trouble. We could play that congressional testimony. Maybe we can find that Cynthia McKinney where she brings it up to Rumsfeld. Maybe I should play that coming up later. You don't believe me. Yeah, kidnap 200,000 women and children. That's all right. But you take a photo of your small children running around naked in the backyard like every one of us did. Going back hundreds of years, thousands of years. That's what humans do. You take a picture of that, you're going to jail. That's the new America. That's the sicko America. I got more of these articles here again last week. 11-year-old girl, A student, throws a rock. They're throwing rocks in a fun fight. We all had those, didn't we? Playing around, a little pebble hits a girl, causes a lesion, small cut on her eye. She didn't lose her sight. And they had helicopter SWAT teams come. She went home. Helicopter SWAT teams came in. Helicopters took her out, jumped on her, big old 200-pound cop on her back, photos all over TV. She didn't resist. Nobody, she just came. They jumped on her, took her to jail, and she's going to be going to prison. Charged as an adult with assault with a deadly weapon. Every one of you threw rocks. Every one of you threw mud balls. Every one of you ran around in your underwear in the backyard. Every one of you, your mommy, your daddy took a picture of you in the bathroom. Well, in this new system, you're all going to prison. It's the new America. Hope you enjoy it, slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Things we cover on this broadcast are true. In your heart, in the depths of your soul, you know that we have a criminally insane elite engaging in abominable crimes all around us. It's time for you to consciously face the horror that the elite see us as a bunch of cattle and are doing horrible, horrible things to us. I have a News 8 piece here from the Associated Press. Dead soldier's mother wants presidential answers. A California woman whose son died in Iraq last year said her shock has turned into anger. Cindy Sheehan, who we have on hold, said she wants American troops to come home, and she's holding a vigil near President Bush's Texas ranch to press the point. Sheehan met with Bush shortly after her son died. Now she wants another meeting, but this time she wants answers, not condolences. Sheehan said Bush claims that Iraq's Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction had proven to be groundless. She said her son died for nothing, and every reason Bush gave for going to war was wrong. She alleges Secret Service agents in Crawford are trying to coerce her into leaving. Sheehan said agents have told her and fellow protesters that if they stay along the road about 5 miles from Bush's ranch, they might be hit by Secret Service vehicles. The Secret Service in Washington said it's unaware of any such incidents. And I've dealt with the Secret Service at different protests and stuff for Clinton and then when Bush was governor running for president. And the Secret Service that he did have around his governor's mansion when I was out there covering protests
were out of control. They did try to harass us away from even covering the protest. They would push on us and get in our face and seemed criminal, seemed very, you know, that criminal flavor, that gang member type aura. Well, they're used to exercising the power. They rationalize it. They enjoy it. I'm not saying all of them are like that. Most of them are, you know, investigating bank robberies and you know, people counterfeiting. Protesting soldier mom, change story on Bush. Now Drudge is attacking her. You know, how dare? Of course, she's not changing her story. She just, over time, has gotten more and more angry, like everybody has. So, but see, this is the twisting. It isn't Bush who lied and changed his story. It's the evil Miss Sheehan. She's out there in Crawford right now. But just to remind people of the crimes that have been committed, here's a two-minute clip, because I was just reading this article where, you know, the father, the wife takes a picture of the father kissing the baby on the stomach. And I guess all of us that have children are guilty of that. You know, they love it when you do a raspberry on their stomach. They laugh and giggle. And they just said that that's evil and arrested him. He spent 6 months in jail. So, but I thought we'd play Cynthia McKinney, in case people don't believe me, because this is all admitted. This has been the BBC, AP, you name it, about DynCorp kidnapping 200,000 women and children and never getting in trouble. Rumsfeld talks about the penalty box. We'll just play the 2 minutes of questions and later play Rumsfeld's answer, because I want to go to Ms. Sheehan, who's out there in Crawford right now. But go ahead and roll that.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response. But would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts. And there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of the out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted.
And then she says they were never in the penalty box. So that's their answer. And this has been all over the foreign press. Imagine making a horror movie, a science fiction horror movie. You know, they got that movie out right now, The Island, about where they have these clones. They don't even know they're clones. They, you know, they raise them to think that they're, you know, there's been this a terrorist attack and they're in this contamination-free area, and ooh, they get to go to the island when they're good, but the island is really, you know, being harvested for their organs. You know, that's scary. But imagine in the real world making a science fiction movie, but making it nonfiction, where, oh, and we kidnap 200,000 women and children in 1 year, and we fly them, and then showing the slave brothels, the big hotels, and with the fences around them in Malaysia and Saudi Arabia and Israel. Oh, these are in Israel. You just can't get into them. Big high-rise buildings with all the slaves in them. Oh, you didn't know that. Oh, yeah, you just go into slaves. Just, oh, there they are, right there. Billions of them, just all over the planet. And then these, right here in Austin, Dyncourse changed its name. It's got a big building downtown. I mean, I'm down the road from these scary people, and they want a police state here in America so they can do all that here. They already are doing that here. And then if you get caught kissing your baby on the belly button, you're going to go to prison. But they're going to kidnap children, and nothing's going to happen. Okay, I'm sorry to keep our guest holding for the last 7 minutes. She's Cindy Sheehan, and she's out there at Crawford protesting Bush. Cindy, thank you for coming on.
Hi, thank you.
What'd you think of that clip?
That was pretty incredible. It doesn't surprise me, though. One thing I want to correct, the Secret Service never threatened to run us over personally, but after they warned us about 10 times that we were going to get run over, one of my people who were staying there said, so does that mean if we stay here tonight that you're going to run us over? And he said, that's not what I'm saying, ma'am.
Okay, well, yeah, I just read the Associated Press.
Right. So
you might call them then and have them correct that.
Yeah, I will. Obviously I haven't been able to read anything.
No, I understand. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
I'm out camping in Crawford, so I haven't seen any of the press. I haven't read anything. But there's some wild things going around. And one thing I just found out before I called you is that we've been warned by a Texas state representative that if we're there, still there on Thursday, that we're going to be arrested. Because by Thursday, if we've been there, we'll be a threat to the president.
Well, let them go ahead and arrest. Oh, who is the state rep that told you you'll be arrested? That's freedom.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
That's what we're fighting for, so we can't
stand
on this.
That, but you know what? I'll stay there. They can arrest me. I think that'll look really bad on them, but coincidentally, on Thursday, Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld are coming out to have a policy meeting.
Yeah, and they don't want the press to see that. Now, we know all over the country, they call up coffee shop owners in Memphis and say, don't have a sign up against Bush. We know that they have free speech zones and don't allow you to protest. So are they trying to claim that you're not allowed to? Now, again, folks, there's nothing out there but trees and rolling hills.
Right.
I mean, I've been out to Crawford many times. And you're just 5 miles down the road, standing on the road with a sign, and this is evil Al Qaeda activity, I guess.
Well, what they're saying is that they're not going to make it a freedom of speech issue or freedom to assemble issue. They're going to make it a security issue by Thursday.
Well, see, that's what they do. They say you can't. Yeah. You can have 500 pro-Bush people on a street corner. In an unpermanent march, but then one person shows up with a no blood for oil, they selectively arrest you. Well, that is a free speech issue.
Well, you know, and we are a threat to the president, not a physical threat, but, you know, every day we stay out there, we're damaging him. You know, I'm calling him a coward. I'm saying if you really care about me, why don't you muscle up some courage and come out and speak with me?
So you're raining. I mean, what's happening is they don't allow protesters on his parade routes now, and it's the same thing. You're raining on the parade. You're getting in the news instead of him out there with his fake cowboy hat stumbling around.
Right, and like you said earlier, now they're trying to put this smoke screen about me changing my mind since June of 2004. So what they're doing is the media and the White House is trying to say, you know, you can hold this grieving mother up to scrutiny, but we're not going to hold the president and his wives up to scrutiny.
Well, Cindy, I want to go through this one step at a time. Who is the state rep? How did you confirm that they indeed are saying you're going to be arrested because of security?
I'm not sure who the state rep is because I'm not in Texas, but my fellow protester is Diane from Code Pink, and she talked to the state rep.
Is she nearby?
She's over at the camp. She's at the camp.
How far away are you from the camp?
I'm at the Crawford Peace House right now. I'm probably about 5 or 6 miles away from the camp.
Yeah, I've been to the Crawford Peace House, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I am right now. I've been staying here trying to get my messages caught up and everything.
No, that's good. Is there any way to get your... So she was told by the state rep...
Yeah.
Is it the local state rep who said this?
It could be, or it could be her state rep, because I believe she's from the Gulf Coast area of Texas.
Well, we'll have to find out about that. So now you're hearing rumblings of being arrested for security reasons.
Right, but don't they say don't evict us yet, because that would be violating our freedom of speech. But by Thursday, we'll be a threat to the president, so that's when we're going to be
evicted. Well, you know, I was just in London last week, and the day after I left, they banned protesting anywhere around the parliament, something people have done for 300 years, and
uh-huh.
Just peaceful people. They just said nope. And then the day after I left, we have the video and the photos. They just came in and arrested everybody. It's freedom.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if George Bush even, if I ever get to talk to him and I ask him what noble cause my son died for, if he even starts to say freedom and democracy, I'm just going to say baloney. Don't even try to tell me that, because in America we're less free and the Iraqi people are far less free than they were.
Well, our government is totally criminal and totally illegitimate and is setting up a classical police state right now.
Right, but you can spew filth against the mother of a war hero, but the president can say anything he wants and get away with it. To me, it is a travesty of justice.
Well, that's right. You're now being demonized as the bride of Satan by the neocons everywhere, and you're being lied about and twisted and attacked.
Right.
What do you want to say to them?
Well, you know what? I'm glad, because I don't respect them anyway, but what's happening is they're finally, somebody who is finally daring to tell the truth is making him look bad. And that's what it's all about.
Well, the emperor's approval rating is down to 32% for the war.
Right. And most of the people in this country, 61% of the people in this country, believe that the war was a mistake and they want our troops home now. And by my action...
You haven't seen the latest numbers. There was a Gallup poll and several other polls yesterday. He's in the low 30s.
But 61% of America wants our troops home.
Yeah, more than that.
Oh, good. And I'm glad. And what this is doing is giving them something to do, giving them some cause to make their voices heard.
Well, Cindy, I mean, let's just tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Clearly, the British government and the U.S. government are involved in terror attacks.
Clearly.
I mean, do you think they'll carry out some type of event here to get everybody behind the war?
Do you think that they'll get the pro-war people out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, you know, I had George Galloway on, member of Parliament.
Right, right.
And I said weeks before the London bombings, I said, barring another terror attack, you know, will they be able to invade Iran? And I said, isn't there a threat that the government will carry out an event to blame it on Iran? And he said, yes, that's a real threat. The government may do that.
Uh-huh. Well, and I believe that I don't put anything past our government either.
Well, I mean, if they'll let people kidnap 200,000 women and children.
And, you know, I don't know anything about that at all, you know. All I know is that he has killed almost 200,000 innocent women and children in Iraq by his policies over there.
Well,
you know,
in the last 14 years,
he can deceive the American public, and he gets away with everything.
Well, in the last 14 years, it's over 1.5 million.
That's right. You know, and I'm not letting, people always say, you know, well, Bill Clinton, I said, you know, I'm not letting him off the hook either. You know, the terrorists hate us because of our Middle East policies, and that's plain and simple. We change our Middle East policies to make it more fair for everybody, and that's when terrorism's going to stop. And when we get our troops off out of there.
But I mean, Cindy, don't you notice the terrorists always attack when Bush is in trouble, and then it helps him? So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, Saddam says, I'm not with al-Qaeda, and Bin Laden goes, no, he is. I mean, even mainstream reporters have gone, man, it's funny how al-Qaeda seems to always agree with Bush.
Right. I just don't know.
What are you going to do when they march up to you and say, get out of here?
I'm going to say, no, make me. And I'm ready to go to jail. You know, Alex, I don't want to live in a country like this. And this country is immoral. The laws are immoral. The people who enforce the laws are immoral. And like Henry David Thoreau said, the only place for a moral person to be is in jail. And I'm ready to go to jail. And I'm not leaving because it's my right as an American to be there.
Well, you lost your son. I mean, you've already paid the price. Yeah.
Not even that. Not even considering that my son, you know, was a U.S. soldier who was sent to die in a war for no reason. Besides all that, we're Americans, and we have a right to do what we're doing. And, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go to jail if they come get me because I'm not moving. And the only way they're going to get me to
stay
leave
there. We got a break. Cindy, stay there. I want to bring up some other important topics with you.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Segment with Cindy Sheehan. I know we got loaded phone lines. Get to everybody's calls coming up in the next hour. Cindy, you're going to be out there for the whole month of August. We'll get, I want to get weekly updates from you for 10, 15 minutes every week. I may even come up there and interview you on Thursday. If you can get concrete proof they're planning to arrest you, I'll come out there and get arrested with you. I mean, this is what it's coming down to, folks. Middle of nowhere, 3 miles from God's front gate. She should be able to be right up against the front gate, but they don't let them get up that close. And, Cindy, tell folks about your new website that I was unaware of. I'm glad to hear about it. And tell listeners right now, we have a lot of listeners in Texas, a lot of affiliates, how they can come and join you for a day or two.
Okay. Just get to Crawford. It's really small. You make a, you go down Prairie Chapel Road. It's only one way in and one way out. We're about 5 miles off the main road of Crawford, and you won't be able to miss our encampment. We have banners and tents and cars parked there. And we would love to have any support we can get, especially Thursday if they're planning on arresting us. If we have a huge amount of people there, how can they arrest everybody?
Good. And how many people? I mean, folks, if you just get to Crawford, you know, it's like 30 miles off I-35 up by Waco Temple. If you just get, you know, to Crawford, it's very easy to find. I've been right where she's sitting.
It's very easy to find. And to keep posted on what's going on, they can go to our new website. It's called meetwithcindy.org. And everything up to date information and the thing that's getting arrested on Thursday is up there. And there's ways that people can support. We're asking people to make donations to the Crawford Peace House.
Okay, in 60 seconds, Cindy, tell folks what happened when you met with Bush. He didn't even know your name. He said, "Who are you?" Go ahead.
He walked in and he goes, "Who are you? Who are we honoring here?" And we all looked at each other and we were all thinking at the same time. It's my son's father and my other three children. We were thinking, are you kidding me? He doesn't even know Casey's name, you know? And then he
didn't even have a staffer give him the name on a sheet before he walked in.
No, not at all. And then he acted like we were at a tea party. He went up to my daughter and he goes, "Who are you to the loved one?" And Carly goes, "He was my brother." And he goes, "I wish I can bring your loved one back to fill the hole in your heart." And Carly goes, "Yeah, so do we."
By the way, I believe he is speeding. Again, are you aware of what Skull and Bones is, Cindy?
Yes.
I believe he's feeding on you because these aren't even photo ops. These are done behind closed doors. I wouldn't get anywhere near that monster.
Well, you know what he told Carly after Carly said, "Yeah, we wish you could bring our loved one back too to fill the hole in our heart." He told her, "I'm sure you do."
Did it seem like at that point he was enjoying it, or?
It kind of, you know, what really it seemed like was he wasn't even there. You know, he was already on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't fully present with us.
I believe he was feeding.
I don't think he can be fully present to anybody, but, you know, the White House didn't even know I met with him until I told them on Saturday.
All right. Well, listen, I really want to thank you for coming on. We'll get updates from you. And meetwithcindy.org. .org. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. Bye. In the last 30 seconds of this hour, if you believe in what we're doing and you want powerful films that will wake people up, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order my films or books or other books and videos we carry from the secure online shopping cart. Have the bookstore there at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online right now. So much to offer, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. Masses of news will travel the globe and take your calls on the other side.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.